Newly launched exhibitions at the Sunshine Coast Arts Center in Sechelt reach across generations and cultures, past and present, and ways of remembering. At an opening reception on September 8, photographer Robert Kezier inaugurated a showcase of his seminal series The Days of Augusta. In 1973, Kezier documented the life of Augusta Evans, an elder of the Shuswap Nation, through hundreds of black-and-white photographs. Accompanied by Augusta's words transcribed by editor Jean Speer, Kezier's images appeared in the book The Days of Augusta. The volume was ultimately released in three editions and led the way for published oral literature in Canada. "It's a kind of reflection that history is not in the past," said Arts Council Executive Director Sadira Rodriguez in remarks acknowledging the impact of Kezier's work. "It's an evolving, living, shifting thing. This really gives us a sense of the cycles of time, and of history, and of family." A complimentary exhibition, featuring contemporary photography by Jordan Louis of the Sechelt Nation, depicts custom and protocol as the living embodiment of culture. "I call myself an opportunistic photographer," said Louis, whose work is dominated by close-up imagery of faces during events like this year's arrival of paddlers on Sechelt territory during the intertribal canoe journey. "I like making my camera do things it's not supposed to be able to do." Louis's work is co-presented by the Sunshine Coast Museum and Archives. Early this summer, when the museum invited community members to submit suggestions for exhibits, Louis stepped forward. But the sheer breadth of his photographic output would have burst the designated display case. He has amassed hundreds of thousands of pictures. Instead, museum curator Matthew Lovegrove contacted the Sunshine Coast Arts Council to propose their first-ever collaboration. The exhibition's unique genesis also provided Louis with an opportunity to connect with Kezier, who was formerly chief photographer at the Vancouver Art Gallery. The two met at Kezier's home in Gibson's, and Kezier supervised the printmaking of Louis's digital images. "My conversations with Robert were phenomenal," said Louis. "The care and attention he takes in his pictures and his book, and the assistance that he's given me, have been eye-opening." There is surprising synergy between Augusta's sometimes wistful accounts of her long lifetime, during which Shuswap and Métis people like her were marginalized, and Louis's dynamic portrayals of vital Sechelt culture in moments of strength and ceremonial intimacy. Augusta died in 1978 at the age of 90. Her great-granddaughter Marnie Haynes Howell attended the exhibition opening in Sechelt. "My great-granny and our family would be so proud of this display," said, "and I just can't thank Robert enough for doing this year after year and keeping her alive." Original audio recordings made by Kezier and Days of Augusta editor Jean Speer allow visitors to hear the elder's own voice as she plays her harmonica, sings communion hymns in the Shuswap language, and recollects youthful impressions of Queen Victoria. In one of her transcribed monologues, which are presented as poems, Augusta observes, "It's good not to forget what you have learned." Days of Augusta and Sechelt photography remain on display at the Sunshine Coast Arts Center until October 7. A film screening of the 1976 documentary by Ann Wheeler about Augusta Evans takes place on September 30. The event will include a dialogue on land learning, reflections on responsibility, relationality, and being in place, moderated by Kamala Todd.